You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver, from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Mixed Cassette. Welcome back. Mixed Cassette 4.6. Really good show. As per usual, I hope. We're going to kind of continue on with the space theme, but move away from it and push into new, rosier, earthier, and grittier territory. Has some sterling tracks from Jessica Moss off of her new excellent and very challenging record, Pools of Light. New song from Wilson. I just discovered this group. I'm not sure if many of you have heard of them. Folk group from Brooklyn. Really quite good. Andre 3000, favorite rapper ever. Cut Copy, because I don't play enough of them. Daft Punk. War on Drugs, for the first time, makes their debut. Mourn Mac DeMarco. Estero. John Mayer. New College, something off the Beatles' 50th anniversary, Sgt. Pepper's, because the new remix is so good, and a bonus gem. So let's get started here. This is Jessica Moss. Please enjoy.
Mm. there on the ice again. She's breaking down slowly, gliding as she holds your hand. Yeah.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Stop the violence, everyone. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. You're just listening to Daft Punk. The track is called Tron Legacy, End Titles, off of their album Tron Legacy. I love that record, Tron Legacy. I can't say enough about putting that CD on or streaming it or whatever the heck and just getting into the groove. It's so cinematic and it's so epic. And the fact that they came out with Random Access Memories just a year or two later, just think one of the best runs in music, period. Daft Punk is great. Prior to that, Cut Copy off of their classic In Ghost Colors. That's Out There on Ice. I've been feeling that record again lately, and just that track stood out to me in the last week or two. Prior to that, Wilson, just some moody folk, kind of bluesy, pretty damn funky, great album. That track was called Centipede. The album's called I Go Missing in My Sleep. Pretty weird, but pretty cool title. And prior to that, Jessica Moss, Entire Populations Part 1 off of her album Pools of Light. We're getting away from space, but the people to transition us will be the War on Drugs. And Lost in a Dream is one of the better rock records of the last decade. I'm sure many of you know that. So haven't played anything off that yet. So here's Disappearing. Please enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show. We talk about events, actors, directors, and genres. We come up with most of the genres. And that's what makes it so jazzy. It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games. If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Set the loop and then go wild.
from me. I'm drunk again, remember when we used to be. Rosie, I know you said no more for me, but that was all before this dream that just came to me. Don't leave me here under the January rain. Come let me in. Take my heart by the hand and lead me back to your room.
Back to your room.
And sing me your tune.
Sing me your tune.
I'm fine with all the sorrow that tomorrow brings. Oh, 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 Rosie, don't you know my love is true? Pardon in Los Angeles, see, I learned those words for you. Don't leave me here.
John Mayer, bringing the funk. This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Mixed cassette, that was John Mayer with Rosie off of his album, what's that one called again? The Search for Everything. And his songs aren't even charting. He's very underrated this year, which is really weird, but that record is great. He wanted to liken it after some sort of Fleetwood Mac era record from the 70s. He wanted it to be classic, and it doesn't sound like a classic rock record, but it's damn good, so please check that one out. Prior to that, Estero, amazing interlude, Pfeiffer Overture. Prior to that, Savage Night at the Opera by Destroyer off of their 2009 album Kaput. A friend of mine put that song on a mix CD for me back in the day and just discovered it again, and yeah, love that track. So what's up to friend? And prior to that, Moonlight on the River, one of the great songs off of the great album that Mac DeMarco did, This Old Dog. And I was saying a couple weeks back that I do think he's gonna grow into one of Canada's iconic songwriters. I just think he's that good, and the way that he's filled out his music on this last record, and even the one prior to that, but this one more so, I'm just super impressed. And prior to that, Disappearing, War on Drugs, Lost in a Dream. Need I say more? That track is damn great, too. Bruce Springsteen would be proud. So we're going to leave. I'm going to say stay tuned for White Noise, Simon, Connor, Sierra. That's going to be a great show. Wonderful sketch comedy. Don't turn that dial. Don't do Netflix. I actually started watching Breaking Bad this week. I haven't seen it that week, this before, so that's kind of interesting. But I won't get into that because we have the Smiths, and I'll talk more about them next week. But they are, in my opinion, number two greatest band. I really don't know what to say about them other than that, you know, Morrissey brings the lyrical revolution and Johnny Marr brings the divine intervention. So prior to that, we're going to have some Beatles off of their remastered album, Sgt. Pepper's, arguably the greatest album of all time. And I'm just going to get into the music, but we'll see you next week. So please enjoy this suite and take care, everyone.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh.
We gave her everything money could buy.
Snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? She far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade. She,
what did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance. Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ming, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning.